practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. It is quite late for me, so I'm going to be brief, I think. But I left to, you know, man needs his bananas for smoothies. This is, I think it's in somewhere in 4th John. That's it. It's in 4th John. And of course I needed a hike anyway. So I started my hike and walking by Miss Lillian's house, three people in the yard. And they literally saw me coming and got a chair out to invite the fourth me. So it was kind of like, see, there's a real joy in being wanted. You know, for example, one of the verses that came to mind today, Ecclesiastes 9:9, enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life, in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Yes, the wife whom you love, that would be Dorothy Jane. Unquestionably, irrespective of what's happened, that's the one and only woman I love. And I love her to this day. And I want to enjoy life with a woman the wife who I love. But anyway, I did send a postcard today to George, because this morning I passed the 750,000 jumping jack point. When I wrote the card, 700,080. The idea of making 1 million on December 8th seems reasonable. There seems to be nothing that is prohibiting it, nothing obvious. Obviously, you know, it is the caveat, Lord willing. right now everything looks like it will happen. I want to do it at the top of Big Frog, and I want George there. I really, really want George there. You will find that today I'm using a photo that might be a little weird, because it's a picture of a VW. It's actually from my commercial from 2005. And the reason I did it, because I just happened to find it, and so it's on Kozlowski.org, and I thought, yeah, I'll use that, because my conversation with Miss Lillian and her son, Dwayne, was 3 hours today, and we got in a whole lot of things. But one of the things that was kind of important in the dialogue is the question of commitment and what is true. Because he's heavily involved in First Baptist Church here in town. And I do think he does probably very noble things. However, I have this bad habit of looking at the scripture. And so we have engaged each other a bit. I made my case. I have not been refuted in anything. He simply hears what I say, but has not refuted anything that I can recall at this point. We talked a little bit about commitment. And I said, what's the difference between, you know, if you say you believe, and belief is the point, what's the difference between you and a Buddhist, a Muslim, and so forth? So this commercial was not done by VW or on behalf of VW. It was a spoof commercial that was done by a couple of gentlemen who were trying to break into the advertising business. And became viral at the time. You know, this is 2005, so that was kind of novel at the time. And, lawsuits were considered, but they ended up being, I did a quick check, and I didn't check on the details, but I believe, this may or may not be true, but I think it's true. My guess is they became a very successful advertising company because of this, and I think they did something else similar to that. But slogans like "Just Do It," the Nike slogan, is theirs. So you know, these are people who had the talent to be provocative, or to inspire. commercial is the idea of a Muslim terrorist, and he's in a VW vehicle, pulls up to a cafe, blows up his bomb, and you see the bomb blow up inside the car, but the car's fine. And so it was a spoof, and obviously, you know, it could be offensive in some context. But see, what I saw in that is, there's a funny ha-ha in it, but there's a reality to that. Reality to that in the sense that there's a level of commitment within a lot of people within the Islamic community that they're willing to fight and die for it. That's commitment. One of the verses that was discussed today, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So yeah, die is not a problem. But to live is Christ. And it's not go and destroy. What are the two greatest commandments? To love the Lord and love your neighbor. To live is Christ, meaning my purpose in life is to love. Not blow myself up. You know, there's a difference between giving my life, sacrificing my life to protect somebody. But there's more than dying for somebody. The important thing is to live for somebody or others in general, or live in obedience to Christ, to love him. I really think it's an important thing. So I leave you the spoof commercial. There's the link because it's on Koslowski.org, or it's almost 20 years old. But I do think it gives you the idea. Yeah, some people are committed. If you're a follower of Christ, are you committed to Christ? You know, would that include, I don't know, there's this passage in Matthew. Is that an important book? I don't know. So if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. What is the point behind that? It's not a monetary gift. If your brother has something against you, it's not you have something against your brother. Remember, I've been going on with that over and over again. Your brother has something against you. He could be right, he could be wrong. The important thing is your brother. And the important thing is to reconcile with him. There's only one party at the table. It's pursuing reconciliation with people all like Jim Cross, Rhonda Gaines, Chris Bitterman, my wife. You know, the verse before, but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. Whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. That's ironic because I looked at it in the LSV today. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with your brother without cause will be in danger of the judgment. Whoever may say to his brother, stupid, will be in danger of the Sanhedrin. Whoever may say, moron, will be in danger of Gehenna, or the Gehenna of fire. You know, because it's moronos, or whatever, moron. You know, the foolish one. It's moron. It literally is moron. and the idea, we do stupid things. And that's the important thing. There's a difference between saying you've done something stupid and you are stupid. This long discussion, and it's late, and I need a shower, and want a good night's sleep. George, your dad, planned, the original plan was to do a million jumping jacks over 5 years. Right now, it looks like it'll be done in less than three. I'm 3/4 of the way there. Join me, please. I want to make it a celebration. Because that's... I don't think that many people do a million jumping jacks in their life. And I've done it in 3 years. We'll have done it in 3 years. Lord willing. And I want to not do it just simply here, like I do most of them. I want to take the hike 5.5 miles up, do the last 100 jumping jacks, and then 5.5 miles back down. And I want somebody else to drive. but I want to make that trip because doing it up there, because again, it is my desire, and I'll make the claim again. Sooner or later, the last day of my life will come. Assuming there's a body left over, you know, it didn't get burned up or whatever. I'd like it to be cremated and just tossed to the wind at the top of Big Frog Mountain. Maybe you'd do that, George, as a celebration with your dad. You know, it would be my hope that the way I get to that point is that when that point comes, I'll be able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished the course, and I kept the faith. That's my desire. That's why I'm striving for proclaiming the veracity of Scripture, the truth of Christ, challenging and trying to encourage others, seeking reconciliation, never leaving or forsaking my wife, and pursuing reconciliation and pursuing reconciliation and pursuing reconciliation. George, celebrate with me. December 8th. I hope the Lord will grant me not only to get to the million, I only got 250,000 left, but to do it on that day and to do it at the top of Big Frog Mountain. You know, I've already done over 300 jumping jacks at the top of Big Frog Mountain. I've done 100 at the top of, Buzzard Point. I've done thousands here. Join me, George, please, my son. And Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. I went today to get bananas. On the way, the Lord said, allow me to bless you this day. And I was invited into a dialogue that went for over 3 hours with people who overtly showed they enjoy my presence as I enjoy theirs. But again, that's good. It was a delight. But there's something even better. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he's given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and your toil which you toil under the sun. I want to enjoy life with the woman I love, the wife I love. Dorothy Jane, that's you. No one else but you. There's been no one before. There'll be no one after. It's you and you alone. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.